So a while back, I was experiencing a moment of witnessing someone else struggle with their emotional state caused by someone else. You know, someone saying something to you and it just really, you know, triggering you and getting you all riled up. And it kind of reminded me of that old phrase, like water off a duck's back. You know, I feel like that's where we want to be in life, where when someone says something hurtful to us, that it doesn't affect us, that we can just walk right past and not let it bother us. For a long time, I didn't have that ability. I had to have these, what I would call, conversations with ghosts. You know, I would continue the conversation later on my own, thinking of all the things I should have said to that person, all the ways I could have won that argument, all the ways that you know, I could have put them in their place and not been hurt by them. But what I've come to realize is what's an even more of a superpower is the ability not to be affected by it, to be able to walk away from those moments and not drag it with you, to not let it stick. And that's how, you know, you see a duck and the way they get in the water, they get out of the water, you could not even tell they got wet. Like, they just, the water does literally just roll off of them. And that's partly because of the way their feathers are oriented and designed, but also a duck secretes oil on its backside right above its tail feathers. There's a little gland that just kind of leaks oil into the skin. If you've ever seen a duck when they're just kind of chilling, they groom themselves. And what they do is they go reach back there and they nibble on themselves in that area and get that oil all over their beak. And then they groom themselves everywhere else. And they are distributing that oil throughout their body on their feathers. And that's what helps them to be waterproof. And I think there's an analogy somewhere in there about self-care. Because I didn't get to that point overnight where things didn't bother me. I had to care for myself in such a way that I was waterproof before I came in contact. I cared for myself in such a way that I was ready for stuff to just roll off of me. If you're not ready for it, it's going to stick. And you can't just magically will yourself to be better at that. But if you take care of yourself, if you recognize your design and who you are and embrace it and care for yourself, then you can reach a point where stuff just rolls off you. And it really is, like, it's a different world. Like, I find myself in a lot more peace all the time. I catch myself when I'm about to have a conversation with ghosts, when I'm fixing it. Let something roll around my brain too much, and I just let it roll off. I just let it go. And letting things go really is just a really great way to deal with other people's trauma and other people's problems. And I don't know. I just thought about that. I thought I'd share. Have a good one. Bye.